Hello, hello.
Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Fran, owner with Angels with Fran. I am glad to be back here on Ask Your Angels. I know I've been absent for a long time. I've been so busy, but I'm so thankful to be back. And I'm so excited to talk to you guys. And I actually scheduled this show last minute because I really wanted to talk to you guys. Like, I really wanted to get on air and answer some questions and some emails about some things that you guys have been sending. And I am just thankful to do that. But before I jump into that, you guys know that I have to tell you some things that have been going on and some things that are coming up. I have been to Newport Beach recently. I went and attended the Limitless Women Conference, and I have to tell you, I've come back with a new sense of being, a new sense of just knowing what I want and understanding what is possible and how it is possible in the universe. And, you know, sometimes we have to connect with other people that are on our journey and that understand the journey and that can help give us some new life, because every now and then we need a little bit of newness in our lives, especially after we have kind of been doing the same thing over and over and over again. But we get new information from our angels and from spirit all the time. However, it is new. I mean, it is good to have a new set of eyes kind of help you in the midst of this of your process. And whether you're evolving or you've just started on your spiritual journey, sometimes it's nice to interact with people that are in tune and going the same way that you are going. So I had a great time in Newport Beach. I met a lot of wonderful people, made a lot of great divinely ordered connections, and I am very thankful for that. But I have to tell you what is coming up. So August the 10th through the 14th in Montego Bay, Jamaica, I am hosting a retreat along with the lovely and talented Miss Alicia Houston, and we are going to do a free webinar tomorrow. So you can check out my Facebook page, Fran Lee, Angels with Fran, Facebook, and it will tell you when we are going to actually do this and what time, so you can sit in and get more information. We're going to have this at the 5-star resort, the lovely and beautiful Secrets Resort, which is dynamic. It's all-inclusive. I've been there many times, and I love it. And the prices that we have for this retreat are magnificent. So when we were asking for guidance on what we should do and how we should do it, we were told and guided and directed to the Secrets. At this point, when we begin to work with the staff, so I just got to tell you guys a little bit about how intentions work, right? As we begin to work with the staff, we got the most amazing deals and rates for our group that are just, they're phenomenal. Like, I mean, when I say phenomenal, I mean, like, phenomenal. You are not going to see these prices anywhere. So if you are looking for a little divine sisterhood, you need to relax, renew, and restore. If you just need to get away and have some you time and take care of yourself, this is the dynamic opportunity. This is a dynamic opportunity to do that and to explore some of the beautiful Jamaica. They have some great, great, great vortexes there in the water, and they also have a very, very deep and wonderful healing current in their water. So you can find all the information at my website, www.angelswithfran.org, and I would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, please get in contact with me and let me know. All right, so I am going to do this show a little different today. I am not going to take calls. I'm actually going to answer email questions. Now, a lot of you know that I am on the line, and I'm trying to get everybody in, and sometimes I don't get everybody's question answered. And my mailbag of questions it's huge from Blog Talk. And so instead of going to the lines and not getting to a lot of those questions that you guys wanted answered via email or that you wanted answered on the air that I've never gotten to, I am going to get to those today. So, but before I do that, I want to give you a general message that I have been getting from the angels this week, which is really a huge message for me, as well as some of my clients, and a general message that needs to be shared. So the message is about choices. It's about making choices, the right choices, good choices, making choices. So a lot of times in our lives, we will say, I don't know how I got here. Or we will say, I don't know how this happened. Or we'll say, well, I guess this is just the way it was supposed to be. And what the angels have told me, the message that I have gotten from my angels is this. You are creating your life by design or default. You're either doing it on purpose or you're not doing it on purpose. But everything that is happening to you is happening from a vibration of which you're standing. So if you're standing in a vibration of happiness and love and peace, then you're attracting things that make you happy, that make you feel love, that makes you feel loving, that makes you feel peaceful. If you are standing in a place of anger and frustration and I'm worried and I don't know how this is going to happen, then that's what you're attracting into your life. Everything that you are attracting, you are either attracting by divine design or by default. Either way, what the angels want you to understand and know is that life is happening to you, whether you are creating it or you're just allowing it to happen. So all the, I don't know how I got here, I don't know how this happened, why is this happening to me? I can't believe this. You are a marvelous co-creator. So anything that is happening to you and in your life, you are co-creating it. It is very hard sometimes for us to take responsibility for that. It is very hard for us to say, yeah, maybe I did this, because we don't want to take responsibility for things that aren't going right. But here's the great thing about taking responsibility for things that aren't going right, and that is that you can change it. Once you realize it's not going in the direction that you want it to go in, you have the ability to change it. All right, so that is the general message from the angels for this show. Now, I am going to jump into these questions. There are so many, and I'm going to get through as many as I can. So the first question comes from Kayla in New York City, and Kayla wants to know about finding her mate. She wants to know about where her man is. She writes, "Dear Fran, I have been in a relationship with a gentleman for some time, and right now that relationship is just not working. I am not quite sure what to do about it because I am ready for love and I want love, real love, true love, and I know that I'm not going to find it with this gentleman. What do you see? Do you think that he is going to change or am I doomed? Thank you for answering. Love, Kayla." All right, Kayla. So you are not doomed. Remember, power of our thoughts, power of our words. So first thing is that, no, you're not doomed. Here's the thing. People only change when they want to change. So there's no prayer. There's no magic. There's no intention. There's nothing you can do to make someone be how you want them to be. The only way that prayers and intentions and things work on another person is if what you're praying for, asking for, is already in their energetic vibration, and they are wanting that for themselves as well. So we do not have the ability to create for other people. We can only create for ourselves. What I'm hearing around this relationship is that what the angels are telling me about it is that there's been a lot of back and forth going on about this relationship. There's been a lot of back and forth, like you guys have been together, not together, together, not together, on and on and on and on. And I feel like this cycle is only going to stop when you stop it, or if you decide to stop it, because he will not stop it. So he's not going to say to you, yeah, I'm done, because he is doing the things that he wants to do and he can still have the benefits of you. So therefore, he is not going to say, yeah, I'm finished here. He's got a good thing. Why would he? If you're asking if there's someone else waiting for you, you always have the ability, again, to make the choice, again, to call in whom you want in your life. You have the ability also to accept whom you want in your life. If you are wanting someone or you desire a certain type of relationship, that's what you need to ask the universe for. That needs to be your intentional claim to what you want. You have to be very intentional about what you're calling into your life. But I'm going to tell you that spiritually, I feel also that you can't hold on to one thing while calling in another. You have to have, by letting go of what you have, shows that you are completely believing that the universe is going to believe you, the universe is going to give you exactly what you need. So when you make up your mind to release this relationship, to release this relationship, the universe will bring you another relationship. Now it's up to you to design that relationship and call it in as you want it, as a good, loving, sincere 50-50 type of relationship. But make sure that you are clear about what it is you want, and no, you're not doomed. Thank you for your question. I hope that answers it. And if you have any questions about that question, you can email me again. So, again, I didn't understand at first why the angels were talking to me about choices so much, but this show and a lot of these emails are really about choices as I'm looking at them now. This is actually the first time I've actually looked through the emails, and we just did them by date because we wanted to do the ones that had came in the last 2 weeks or so. But as I'm reading them now, I see that most of them are about making good, educated choices. All right, so we are going to go to the next call, and the next call is from Brian W. And Brian is all the way in Hawaii. Hey, Brian in Hawaii. And Brian's question is, I have opened a new business lately, and I opened it with my wife's brother. I am now regretting opening the business with my wife's brother. It seems that he cannot separate family from business. He cannot separate business finances from personal finances. What can I do, and how can I do it to make sure that this relationship stays intact? So as you were talking, I was feeling very, very sick in my neck area. Usually when I am feeling in my neck area, when I'm feeling sick in my neck area, it symbolizes that someone has something to say, or someone has something to say that they're not saying, or someone is not speaking their truth. I feel like in this instance, you are not speaking your truth. You are sugarcoating it, which I do understand why you would be sugarcoating it. I do understand why you would be in a place of feeling a little concerned, because this is your wife's brother. So here's the thing. The figures don't lie. The truth of the matter is, if you have things in place, if you have the numbers don't lie. Maybe you need to sit down with him and you need to say, okay, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I'm feeling, and I believe that we have a problem. And the problem could be that you're not doing your work, or I'm not doing my work properly or this is not working. I feel like you will not end the business relationship with your brother-in-law. I know you didn't want to hear that, but I don't think you will. I feel like he will have lots of reasons why he could not do what he wanted to do, and that will make you a little more defensive. But what the angels are telling me is that if you continue to show the numbers, if you continue to say, okay, so this is why, this is what's happening, this is why I feel this is not working, then eventually he will have to agree. He'll either have to change it or he will have to agree. He is not one that likes defeat, and he is not one that likes confrontation. So this won't be as hard as you think. And I really do feel like he wants the business. He wants the perks of the business. But he's a little fascinated with how the business is working right now. He's a little fascinated with the income that you guys are making and the things that you're doing. And so with that being said, you want to bring this in and bring it to a halt now before it gets out of control. All right? I hope that this helps you. And the last thing that I'm getting is divine order and divine wisdom. So ask your angels to go before you to establish divine order and to give you the words to speak, that you will tap into the infinite wisdom of the universe and know what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. All right, guys. Okay, so I am going to answer. Let's see. There is another question here. And this particular question comes from a lady in Miami, Florida. Okay, she comes from Miami, Florida. Her name is Nicole J. Hi, Nicole J. And Nicole J is asking about love. All right. Dear friend, I have been alone a long, long, long time. I was in a relationship that ended very abruptly with someone that I trusted with my heart, only to find out that I could not trust them with my heart. I was hurt. I felt rejected. I felt alone, and I just really did not know what to do. I am not quite sure how to handle this. I don't really know what to do here. I have kind of sheltered myself and came into the house and just, I sit. I sit because I feel as if that's the best thing for me to do because I don't know what else to do. I am tired of being alone, and I really, really, really want to be in love. Is there anything that you can tell me to help me? I would greatly appreciate it. Thanks for all you do. Love, Cole. All right. So there's a lot of things that I'm hearing in this letter, and there's a lot of things that the angels are telling me as we as I tap into the energy of this letter. Number one, you have not forgiven your past mate, and you have not forgiven yourself. So we really have to work on forgiveness. You've got some serious forgiveness issues here, and these issues are really heavy. It's almost they're almost so heavy that it's hard for me to talk. I'm feeling really heavy. So I feel like you going into your home and you kind of putting yourself in and you not doing anything for yourself, it's really got you in this place of depression. So you're operating now from a place of depression, which means to me that there is a lot of forgiveness work that needs to be done for him and yourself. And what the angels want me to remind you of is that just because you forgive someone does not mean by any means that what they did was right. What it means is that you were strong enough to forgive them and let it go. And that sometimes is it's interesting when you're in a place of being hurt. So what the angels want you to do is to start with actually the forgiveness process. They want you to start with writing down who you need to forgive and then offering forgiveness to them. You don't have to call them. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is just say, I forgive you for. Now, when you first start doing this, it is going to be extremely difficult because it's not easy. Forgiveness is necessary, but it is not easy. And I tell people that all the time. But once you begin to forgive them and yourself, you will see that your energy will change and it will lift and things will change and you will understand why you need to offer this forgiveness. You will see why you need to offer this forgiveness. You will feel better. The other thing that the angels are telling me is that you need to get out. You need to get out. You need to get out. They're saying it repeatedly. You need to get out, and you need to see and meet new people. You need to allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to be in the presence of other people. And this is not always an easy task either. It's sometimes difficult to put yourself back out there after you've been hurt. But you being in the house, you harboring unforgiveness, is not hurting your mate. It's actually hurting you. You are hurting yourself. You are causing yourself to be in a space where it's not really healthy for you. So if you truly want love, and new love, you have to offer forgiveness to your old love and yourself, wipe the slate clean, and put yourself out there. Now, when the angels say put yourself out there, because the angels are dynamic matchmakers, by the way. When the angels say put yourself out there, they don't necessarily mean jump out there and go get the first guy that shows up. The girl that shows up. That's not what it means at all. What it actually means is that you have the ability to make the choice of this is what I'm going to do, this is not what I'm going to do. This is who I'm going to see, this is not who I'm going to see. This is what I've decided to do, this is not what I've decided to do. When you decide to take control of your own destiny, when you decide to take control of your own things, when you do that, life changes, and it changes for the better. So your email is no coincidence. It was talk about it, and the angels wanted to talk to you about it, so here it is. You have to offer forgiveness to your mate, yourself, and you have to give yourself permission to get out there and get moving because life waits for no one. And I can guarantee you that your ex has probably moved on and is not really as affected by this because he has a lot of your power and your energy. So you have to think about that. Also, as I'm stating that, St. Michael is coming in, Archangel Michael is coming in, and Archangel Michael is saying that you probably need to cut the cords between you and this gentleman. I feel like there's been a lot of history. Well, you said there was a lot of history, but I feel the history. It's heavy history. I mean, I feel that there's heaviness there. And so you probably need to cut the cords between you and this individual. And by doing that, you can ask Archangel Michael to help you with that. You can also ask Archangel Shamiel to help you bring peace and to help you regain your personal power. And you can also ask Archangel Raguel, who is one of my favorites, to help bring and restore peace in the relationship. So that's what the angels want to tell you about that. Good luck to you. And if you need help finding cord-cutting exercises, email me at Fran at angelswithfran.org. and I'll be glad to get those to you. All right, guys. So, of course, the angels want to help everybody. And as always, we are running out of time here. But before I go, I do want to say this. I want to say that right now we are in a magnificent, marvelous time, even though we have five planets retrograding. Yeah, you probably feel a little beat up right now. I know I do. The energy of the retrograde is heavy duty, and we have a lot going on in the universe. What I want to encourage you to do is to make a change. And by making that change, I want you to change and decide to make your own choices. Don't allow anyone to choose for you. Don't find yourself in situations or positions that you did not choose for yourself. And if you happen to find yourself in a place that you don't like, in a place that's unfamiliar, in a place that feels heavy and not good for you, this is what you do. You make a choice to change it. You have the power to create and change anything in your life that you want to. You have the ability to make the change today. So if you are interested in getting help with that, I have a lot of free resources. My Miracle Mindset Guide is free on my website at www.angelswithfran. Not only that, I have tons of YouTube videos at Angels with Fran. Everything is Angels with Fran. So all you got to do is Google Angels with Fran. Once you do that, everything will pop up. And I am going to tell you this, that once you start to condition your mind, your life will follow. Once you decide to consciously create your life, you will see amazing things happen in your life. All right, guys, I am going to go. I will talk to you in a few weeks. Have a great and wonderful week. Bye for now.